Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me.
447, let's sing. 447. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Let's sing together.
Oh, Brother Dan, how are you? All together.
There will never be a sweeter story, story of the Savior's love divine, love that brought him from the realms of glory, just to save a sinful soul like mine. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful?
Encourage you as we sing this song. I know you may not be familiar perhaps with all the words of the verse. I know many of you are, but especially when you get to that chorus, sing it like it is so. You know what that means? If you found something that was great, if you found something that was terrific, something that was wonderful, you wouldn't tell people, it's pretty good. It's not bad. It's wonderful. It's okay. Is that how you would tell people? No, you would say, this is wonderful. This is awesome. Sing it like that. Sing it like you mean it. For those of you who were here over 10 years ago, you know where I got that from, don't you? I see a couple of people smiling. Let's sing, Brother Paul.
Boundless as the universe around me, reaching to the farthest soul away, saving, keeping love, it was that found me. This is why my heart can truly say, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me?
All those who are going to be working as counselors, sing that chorus. Let's hear how you're going to tell these boys and girls about the love of Jesus. Ready? Go.
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me?
Third verse, all together.
Love beyond our human comprehending, love of God in Christ, how can it be? This will be my theme and never ending, great redeeming love of Calvary. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful? It is to me.
Let's have all instruments play a verse for us. It's nice to have so many instruments. We okay? Are you hooking up there? I know I'm catching you off guard here. Got to be ready here. Come on. Let's. How's that French horn? Huh?
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me?
One more time, come on.
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Something wonderful, wonderful it is to me.
wonderful it is to me. Let's thank him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you for your love. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your love. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Your love is wonderful to us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. 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 I worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. 439. Let's sing a few verses. 439. I am so glad that Jesus loves even me. Even you. All together. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forget him and wander away, still he doth love me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms would I flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. You know, over the years, I have a wide margin Bible. Anybody here have a wide margin Bible? It's got lots of room around. I love my wide margin Bible. I never want to lose it. I love other translations. I use them all the time. I have a couple of them here with me. I love my, I don't know, it's floating around here somewhere, my ESV Study Bible. I like that one. I really enjoy getting some new insights from those authors. But my wide margin Bible, because I write notes in there when the Lord puts something on my heart, or I hear something, or I've learned something for myself that I want to keep in there. And sometimes when I'm flipping through, I see something, and it reminds me. It reminds me of something the Lord either spoke to me or gave to me or was a blessing to my heart or corrected me or whatever it may have been. And I was flipping through it just today looking for a passage, and all of a sudden my eye fell on something. It was a quote I heard, and it's not why we're singing these songs, but it came to me as we were singing these songs, especially for those of us who are serving the Lord, which is all of us, whether you're on the staff at camp, we are all serving the Lord. We're all priests and kings unto our God. We're all his servants. We're all his witnesses. But it was a pastor said this. I give this to you for your consideration. He said, there are two great reasons why people have not become a Christian. Now, of course, there are others, but there was a point to this. There are two reasons, great reasons, why people have never accepted Jesus. One, they have never met a Christian. In other words, they've never met someone who truly, as a Christian, was living the life, was witnessing through word and deed, like our Savior told us to go, make disciples of all the nations. Says they've never met a Christian. You know what number two was? Because they have Now think about that. That's quite an indictment, isn't it? Either they've never met a Christian, or because they have. And I encourage each one of us, especially, of course, this is sort of the staff's meeting. The rest of us are kind of joining in. But don't worry, there's enough to go around. There's enough blessing for everyone. They're going to be eyes watching you. They're going to be watching you. They're going to be hearing what you say. I'm so excited about your lessons about being a friend of God. One of my most prized possessions is an old book that I got when Brother Gordon passed away, and somebody gave me some permission to weed through them a little bit. Well, I have a few very prized possessions, and one of them, I was telling, I think it was Brother George, that if I could only have a small box of books on a desert island, this would be one of them, and it's entitled Famous Friends of God. Through the Bible, throughout history, men, women who have walked with God, that God would call his friends. We're going to be teaching them about that. You know, when you have a friend, you like to be with them. When you have a friend, you want to be with them. There's pleasure in their presence. You have fun. You laugh. Maybe you have some adventures. Hopefully not too many misadventures. But you have some adventures. Things are marvelous. You love to be with them. And I tell you, those eyes are going to be watching you. They're going to want to know, what does it look like to really be a friend of God? Is it something that I want? Is it something that I will wish to pursue? Or is it something which I'll just hear about and then file it when I go on? Well, here's one of the ways. Here's one of the ways. Where each and every day, when they see us, they see you, they see all of us, even us here up in Watch Rock, the waitresses, all of us, as they see us, will they see in our face, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. He loves even me. I am so glad. Or will they see it as a burden? How will they see? What will they see in your face? Will they see the joy of the Lord? Will they see our love for him? They may see you get a little tired. You may even have to correct some of them once in a while. I got a feeling that'll probably happen. At least if they're anything like they used to be 25 years ago, when yours truly used to do this. And so did Brother Dan, but he's just got a little more staying power. What will they see? I really just, this is an encouragement. Each day, joy of the Lord. May it be your strength. May they see that in your life, in your interactions with each other, with them, as you go about your daily duty. May they see that and say, yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want. Because that's something real. Maybe they don't see it at home. Maybe they don't see it in their church. They're here. Let them see it here. And all of us, what do people see when they see us? Can we really sing this song? Is it really true? Or is it, eh? Well, that's up to you to decide. I trust that you'll make the right decision. Let's sing that last verse together and believe that God is just going to drive this home into each one of our hearts. Oh, if there's only one song I can sing, when in his beauty I see the great King, this shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. One more time. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord.
worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your great love. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We've gathered tonight to participate in Holy Communion. Anyone has a testimony about the cross, or certainly any of the counselors want to share a word or a prayer request with us, certainly love to hear it at this time. So feel free. Anyone, this is your meeting too. Praise. Let's glorify God together. We worship you, Lord Jesus.
Do the rest of your staff here yet? Or your staff?
Yes.
They all. All right.
8 o'clock. I'm happy.
Good. Good.
Yeah, well, this last week, I was in Vacation Bible School back home, and they were talking about being lights, letting your light shine. And the verse, the conductor of this, he was the train conductor, we were charging down the track. The verse he used was from Philippians, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
Yes.
And as I was sitting there listening to him, I was thinking about, I'm going to be going up to camp pretty soon. But he's saying, well, who are you? Who does this verse say you are? You are the sons of God. If you know Jesus as your Savior, you're a child of God. And where does he put you, though? When you become his child, does he pull you out of earth and plop you down in heaven? No. He puts you, where does it go here? In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. He's saying that's where we need to be. That's where God has put us. And I'm hoping they won't be too crooked and perverse when they come up here. But you never know what you're going to get. And what are you doing while you're there? You're shining as lights in the world. And that's what I want to be here during these next 2 weeks, a light that will shine, that won't be stressed out. I have kind of been that way since I heard I only had one person, and then I got up here, and then she wasn't here, and I see Brother George with his little group, and they've talked about having Steph here, Johanna had her bunch, and Stefan had his bunch, and George had his bunch. And then they looked at me, and then they didn't say anything. So, but now I've got a bunch. So hopefully after meeting we'll get acquainted. And our theme this year is Jesus our Savior. That's the sign that's above the chapel door, and that's what I've been thinking about since I became head counselor a couple of years ago, but it just never went that way until this year. And we're going to be looking at the life of Jesus, but focusing on the crucifixion and resurrection, because kids don't know what that's all about. You know, from teaching school, I would say, why do we have Easter? They didn't know. Sometimes they would finally say, I think God died at Easter time. But that's not really it either. And so we're going to break it down. I mean, these kids are young. And then I started asking them at church, too, and they didn't know either. So we're going to look at the Last Supper, and then the arrest, and then the trial, and then the crucifixion, and then the resurrection, and then going back to heaven. And see, who are these people? Who was Pilate? He's not the guy that brought him in the airplane. He's, you know, somebody else. And who are these women that were running around doing stuff? And where did these angels come from? And why was he here and there? And Judas and Peter? And it's, you kind of miss that in Sunday school because of church programs. You don't get that lesson. And you hear little bits and pieces. And I remember when I was a little kid, I knew Jesus was praying in the garden. And then I knew Judas and the soldier showed up. And I thought, you know, they just captured him. It's like, well, why didn't he just go home and have dinner? Or why didn't he, you know, hide out someplace else? Or tell Judas, I'm going through the garden, and then change his mind and go someplace else? Because they just snuck up on him and captured him. But that's not what it was. That's what he came to do. And it wasn't until I was older that, oh, look at that. That's what it says. That's why he came. He came to die for us and to be our Savior. But he didn't stay dead. He rose again. So that's what we're going to look at. But I need your help, too. I've got her finally here to help me. I'm so glad she came before tomorrow night. I was afraid she would get here like 6 o'clock tomorrow night. But I've taught these lessons before in Sunday school or Good News clubs, and I've noticed when we get to the main point of the crucifixion or the resurrection or whatever this main point is of whatever story we're looking at the time, that's when the distractions come. Satan doesn't care if we're studying David and he killed Goliath and he killed those people over there and he became a king and he killed a lion and a bear. Big deal. Daniel, yeah, he was in the lion's den. That's an exciting story. But Satan doesn't want to hear Jesus died on that cross so you can belong to God. And every time we get to that point, the phone will ring, or the baby will cry, or a kid falls out of his chair, or he's got to go to the bathroom, or something happens. But then once I caught on to that, I asked people to pray for me when I'm teaching these lessons. And those distractions didn't come. So I need you guys, when you see us in the road or in the dining room or wherever, pray for us for our meetings, that the distractions won't come. It could be something simple, you know, frog hops across the floor. Well, that's going to make them all, you know, yell. Or something, you know, can happen, the light bulb burn out. I mean, little things, it doesn't take much to distract little people. But if you pray and stand with me in faith, the Lord will come and he will meet with these little ones.
Yes.
You know, and they're always called the little ones at camp. I hear grown-ups' prayers. Oh, Lord, bless those workers. Bless the guests. Bless the village. Save them. Fill them. Use them. Oh, and bless the little cottagers, too. They're so cute. Well, we're not just the little cottagers that are so cute. You spend a day or two there, and they're not so cute. But their souls that need to be saved. Their souls that need to know Jesus. And Jesus wants to know them. Jesus loves even them. We can switch that song around. Jesus loves them, and they can love Jesus too. So then, when they get up to be with Brother George, because it looks like they have a whole bunch, so they will be moving up to you next year, you can get a group of kids that already know Jesus. And then you can move on to know Jesus better. So, pray for us. Think of us. And it will be tiring because there are two of us and 10 of them, and they can get into 10 different things at the same time. So it doesn't look like we're having time off at all. So pray for us. Brother Paul told me a couple years ago, we need younger counselors. Can you come? I'm not young anymore. He needs you guys. So pray for strength that we will make it through. I am not a person that goes to sleep easily, and I hate getting up in the morning. So that kills me here, because I went to bed last night, I didn't go to sleep till like 3, and I can't go to sleep at 3 and get up at 6, because that just doesn't work. So pray that I sleep so that I can be up and, you know what's going on when these little kids arrive. And, you know, that we all stay healthy. Last year we prayed that, and nobody got sick. Everyone was healthy. So let your light shine, and that's what we want to do in the cottage.
Amen. Could we see who is the other? Where is the other? There she is. And you are?
Eve Moss.
Sister Eve. Let's pray for the cottage staff, shall we? Let's all look to the Lord just now. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we pray that great grace will be upon the cottage. We pray that your Spirit, the Shekinah glory of God, will descend upon that place, upon those little ones. We pray, Lord, that as we heard from Brother Victor before, that these young ones, like Samuel, will hear their names called and will, in a sense, say, "Speak, Lord. I'm listening." Young people can hear your voice, Lord. Children can hear your voice. You love them. May they hear your voice. May they see you in the lives of their counselors. We ask for wisdom. We ask for love. We ask for divine strength to be their portion each and every day. And we believe that you are going to be glorified. Yes, even in these little ones. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. And we claim it. We claim it together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That leaves one other end of camp.
Praise the Lord. We are excited in the village. This is the time is arriving when we will be inundated with 56. 56. And we are depending upon the Lord to help us in every way. This is a bit of a different year for me, as these counselors, a number of them, are being called to do things that they haven't done before. But that's okay, because the Lord seemed to assure me, "Don't worry about it. I got things under control. I will be there. I will be their help. It'll be my help, too. I'm depending upon him." And so we're looking forward to these coming days. What are we going to be doing? Well, let me read a verse. "God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord."
Yes.
We'll be looking at this idea of being in fellowship or friendship with Jesus, with God. And our title, the theme is Friendship with Jesus, or Fellowship. God calls us into a friendship with himself, with God. What is a friend? Well, looked it up in the dictionary. Somebody you know? Somebody you enjoy being with? Somebody you trust? A friend. And Jesus calls us to be his friend, and he wants to be our friend. Well, how do you know that he wants to be our friend? Well, there are stories in the Bible that indicate this, and it starts way at the beginning. Brother John has been alluding to this the last couple of days. We're going to look a little bit at creation, how God created the heavens and the earth and all that is in, and he called it good. Day one, he called good. Day two, he called good. And so forth. Day five, he called good. And what did he create on day six? He created, among other things, man and woman. And what did he say about that? He says, "This is very good. Very good." And if you read some of these verses, and I'm told by, in the Hebrew, that God had this fellowship with man, at the man and woman at this time. He talked about coming in the cool of the day and fellowshipping. And then what happened? Well, there was that fall, that sin that created the problem, and it cut off the fellowship. And God came as at other times. And what did Adam and Eve do? They hid. Sin separates us from God. But God had the antidote, as I think that's the word you used this morning. He had the answer. And that was in Jesus. To restore that fellowship between God and his creation. And so we're going to be looking at that, and then we're going to be looking at Jesus is the sinner's friend, the story of Zacchaeus. You know the story of Zacchaeus? What did the people say about Zacchaeus? He's a sinner! But what did Jesus do? Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. I'm going to be at your house today. I want fellowship with you. Oh, no. Jesus wants fellowship with good people. No. Doesn't matter. He wants fellowship with all. And then we're going to have a lesson on from Mark chapter 10. That's where the people were bringing their little children to Jesus. And what did the disciples do? Get away. Get those children away from Jesus. Now what did Jesus say? No. Let them come. Let them come to me. Don't forbid them. I want fellowship with the little ones too. And some of us, bigger ones too. So... And then we're going to look at Abraham. What was Abraham's, what was he called? A friend of God. And then we're talking, we're going to study a little bit about Moses. And Moses talks with God. And we'll go on. Daniel was a greatly loved, beloved one. And so we're going to be looking at these things and realizing and over and over. Emphasize the truth that God wants that fellowship, that friendship.
Yes.
No matter where we are, we have that friend that's closer than brother or any such thing. So we're going to have an exciting time. We also plan to have a lot of fun too.
Yes.
And it's going to be draining. 24/7. You've got to be on call. But God is going to help us wherever, relying on His strength.
Yes.
And communion brings that to us. We take his body, his blood, his health, his food for these coming days. And so, please pray for us. We don't do this in our own strength. We rely on the strength of God. And so we're excited. And we'd like to sing a song for you. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Huh? The service of the King. We're serving the King. And he's leading us. Come on, brothers. What number is it? 113.
Of the King, I am happy, oh so happy. I have peace and joy that nothing else can bring in the service of the King. In the service of the King, every talent I will bring. I have peace and joy and blessing. Service of the King. I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy. Through the sunshine and the shadow I can sing in the service of the King. In the service of the King. Talents I will bring. I have peace and joy and blessing in the service of the King. I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy. To His guiding hand forever I will cling. In the service of the King. service of the King. Every talent I will bring, I have peace and joy and blessing in the service of the King. Happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy. All that I possess to Him I gladly bring in the service of the King. In the service of the King. Every talent I will bring, I have peace and joy in the service of the King. There is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus, joy that throbs within my heart. Every moment, every hour, as I draw upon His power, there is joy, joy, joy that never shall depart.
Amen.
I shouldn't say I was floored, but I was almost floored by your choices of songs. It's what we heard right from the beginning. I want to just tell you that those were not the songs I had picked out to begin our service. Just things changed. So I guess the Lord has a message for us, huh? Joy in serving Jesus. Let's pray. Let's pray for these counselors who will be serving the Lord in the village. As we pray, and as I was thinking of you folks, this song of ascent came to me. We talked about those this morning a little bit. Listen to this song of ascent. This is my prayer for you and all of our prayers. And then I'm going to ask Brother Paul to lead us in prayer for you. But it's Psalm 133. It's the Psalm of David, a song of ascent. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Let's pray. Brother Paul, would you lead us, please? Dear Jesus.
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for these young men that are giving themselves to serve you in this capacity. We thank you, Lord, that each one of them has experienced you and is ready to relate that, impart
Jesus,
that to these
yes.
boys.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we pray that you would fill them more with your Spirit every day as they serve you, Lord. Give them words to speak to the boys, whether in an official meeting setting or a private setting, Lord. You give them the words of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit working through them, oh God. Lift them to a higher plane as they serve you in this capacity, Lord. We pray also that you will prepare those young boys who are coming up, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Fill the hearts,
Jesus,
fill the soil of their
Jesus,
hearts, Lord, to receive
Jesus,
the word of God. Oh, Jesus, we're so thankful for your word that goes forth from this place and through these counselors. May it go forth in great power, Lord, and may it bring forth much fruit. In Jesus' name I ask this.
Amen. 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 Let's continue to pray for these who will be serving the Lord. And now we come to Watch Rock. Do we have, and I know we no one asked anybody, but do we have a representative from our staff in Watch Rock, whether it be the grounds or housekeeping or the office? The office has done great these last few days in testifying. The kitchen staff, anyone want to be representative and just, I don't know, thank the Lord for this opportunity? Just ask us to pray for you. if you ask us, we'll pray for you. Anyone? Anybody want to volunteer? See, brother. I know she can do it.
Well, I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for this staff. I was here last period also, and we were reading through Philippians in our morning devotions as a lay staff. And I was just thinking of a couple of verses in the second chapter where it talks about having the mind of Jesus.
Yes.
The humility of Jesus. And I think later it talks about, or maybe earlier, it talks about being united, having a oneness of mind. And I think that is my prayer for this period. I was so blessed last period that this was a reality among the staff, that we were united in our work, in the joy we felt in serving God, and in just serving each other. And I would love to ask prayer for this period for us staff, to be united in our purpose, in our minds, in our spirit, having our eyes on Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So let's pray. Let's pray for the whole Watch Rock staff, every part of it. Some of the work that goes on there, nobody sees. No one sees it. We see the counselors, you know, they're the glory people, you know, they're with the kids. But there are a lot of positions that no one really sees the work. But it's just as necessary to keep this place going, to prepare the food, take care of the grounds. So many different things that are done. Let's pray that God will come. We'll meet. We'll bless them. Dear Lord Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, we pray. Father, we pray that you will bless all of the staff that works here in the Watch Rock. We pray, Lord, that your presence will be their portion each and every day. We ask that the joy of the Lord will be their strength. We pray that their strength will be in unity, Lord. And as they are united, Lord, we know that the Spirit, as the oil is symbolic, Lord, will fall upon them as well. We pray that they will be empowered by the Holy Spirit. You will help them and give them strength every day equal to their task. We think of our cooks, Lord, who spend so much time in the kitchen, perhaps the hardest working people on the grounds. I know perhaps others would disagree with that, but it certainly looks that way to me. Lord, bless them. Help them, Lord Jesus. Strengthen them. We pray special for our brother Tom, who serves you here, Lord, year-round. Lord, strengthen him and his family. Lord, we thank you for your hand of blessing that is upon them. And each one, Lord, bless the waitresses. Bless those who do the dishes, the pots, Lord. Take care of the grounds, the boathouse, the office. Lord, there's so much. There's probably even things I'm forgetting. But, Lord, you know everyone. We know none is forgotten by you. You know all those who are yours. You have sealed them by your Holy Spirit, and we pray that you will be their portion. We claim this all in Jesus' name. We believe that we are going to see the good hand of our God upon us in these days. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'd like you to sing two verses of Jesus Shall Reign with me in our hymnal. It's page 30. Just two verses. We're going to sing verse 1 and verse 4. And we're just going to look into the Word of God for a few moments, leading up to our time of communion together. And then, counselors, let the fun begin. Page 30. Jesus Shall Reign. Let's sing verse 1 and verse 4 all together.
Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does his successive journeys run. His kingdom spread from shore to shore. Till moon shall wax and wane no more.
fourth verse. People